Is this Jeremiah?
Yes, it is.
That's better. I can hear you a lot better.
Yeah, sorry. We've been having some issues with our phone system here, so I'm...
I don't feel bad, but a lot of people have that periodically.
Yeah, okay. Well, what was your first name again, sir?
I'm Tom Leavesley.
Tom Leavesley.
My wife, Jan, owns the company. I'm the president run it day-to-day.
Okay, what's the name of the business?
WBS Holdings. Let me see what you... Yeah, WBS Holdings, LLC.
That is what I got here. Okay. Let me verify a few things, and then I'll answer any questions you might have here. Let's see here. I still have your guys' address as 135 Sweeten Creek Road. Is that correct? In Asheville,
North
Carolina?
Been here many years. Yes, sir.
Okay. Right on. And you guys are in the LLC, correct? Is that how
you claim it
on the taxes as well? Okay.
That is correct.
All right.
We file taxes as an S-Corp.
You file as an S-Corp. Okay.
Yes, wow. We do.
File as an S-Corp. Okay. Now, Tom, you said that you've been going to a few different places here, and they've been kind of, where have you gone, and what have the responses been?
Well, the response has been, we can loan you 60, because we're averaging about $57,000 a month, or give or take, over the last 4 months, or whatever. Our business is really up this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come back and they start this weenie program. And I have no idea. I own a small business, and with my clients, we're very straightforward with them. We don't mess them around. That's how we keep them.
Yeah, right.
One is direct capital source. In other words, another one's merchant cash, cash cloud. And they've ended up with some guy down in Tampa who says that, I'm seeing all these. Referrals coming through BFS Capital. What I was trying to find out is, do you actually loan the money, or do you shop this thing around? What's the deal?
We are a private business bank here, and we do try to fund the loan ourselves. We are an actual business bank. There are some times where if we try to get you additional funding, we have a program called a participation program where we'll let another lender participate in it. And that's just in order to get you more capital. You know, so it depends on how much capital you want and what the terms you're looking for specifically.
Well, I'm looking for, like a 24-month loan or something like that. Your little sheet here says unsecured up to 3 years. I don't need 3 years. I would prefer to have a monthly payment. I have a first and second position now, which are being paid down, and I don't owe a whole lot more on, so we'd probably want to pay those off and then have proceeds left over.
Okay. First and second position. And who is the first one with?
Merchant Cash and Capital.
Okay, so you have one. And do you know the balance, ballpark figure?
14.7.
14.7. And then the second one is Direct Capital?
IOU Capital.
IOU Capital, okay.
Direct is who I tried to put a package together with and go out and get those paid off and get some more funds.
Got it, okay.
And I owe them about $4,900.
$4,900, okay, so they're almost paid off. Okay, good. And what's the payment on those? Are they both daily payments?
Yes, that's the one thing I want to get away from.
You want to stay away from that. Okay.
Yep. So, one of them is 135 a day, and the other is 175 a day.
So I'm assuming the smaller one is 135, and the larger one's 175.
Yes.
Okay.
I've borrowed money from Merchant Cash and Capital, which is now BizFi, three or four times. I mean, they're nice people to deal with. I don't have any problem with them. IOU, you can't even get them on the phone. I have no idea what's going on with those people. when you call, it says the circuits are busy. You cannot physically get a hold of them. So, but I have very little left to pay them off. So,
yeah, that's good news. You said your wife, is she 100% owner?
Yes.
100% owner, okay. And how long have you guys been in business there for?
Since November 2011.
November 2011, perfect. Okay. And, Tom, what are you looking, what's the amount that you're looking to get? I know you wanted to pay off these loans, but what's the total?
Well, if I can walk away from the table with $35,000 in my pocket to grow my business and do things, that would be great. If it's 25, we can live with that.
Okay.
if it's 15 or whatever, then that's not worth doing the thing.
Right.
I mean,
it's not
that includes paying off those other guys.
Right. Okay. Now, if you a third position, are you looking at a third position or no?
No.
Okay. So you want
No need to. I don't imagine. But some of these guys come at me, Jeremiah, with a second position, but the interest is horrible. I said, well, I'm, you know, this is not a mafia thing. You know, what, you think I'm stupid or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What have they been coming back at you with?
Well, a guy came back with me the other day. I mean, and it was a nice sounding guy. I was really surprised at him. He wanted to owe me $50,000, and he wanted a payback of $69,000. I said, you're out of your mind. You're $10,000 off. I said, you know, I should be able to get an 18% interest rate or whatever. I've got decent credit. We pay our bills. We've paid all of our borrowing flawlessly. I said, we're the poster boys for loaning money to. So,
yeah, you guys exactly. Some type of account. That,
I don't understand whether his underwriting was bad, the owner was just greedy and thought he could stick me. I have no idea what thinking is because I'm not privy to that. But I got your thing in the mail, and I'm in the printing business, so somebody designed it nicely for you, I can tell you that.
Okay. Yeah, we spend a lot of money on our flyers and mailers there.
It's obvious. You did a nice job. Now, whether you can deliver the goods, that remains to be seen.
That remains. You're right. Well, that's going to be my job, and I'm going to try to help you do that. How would you rate your wife's credit since she's the owner? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
640, but okay. What's mine's a lot higher, but what's got her down a little is some of these inquiries for loans have dragged hers down a little. She has no bad credit. She has all her personal credit card. Everything's paid just fine. There's no issues. It's just they're dinging her for these hard credit hits.
Okay, yeah, well, that's fine. We don't look too much into that. And if we see that it's being ran, we're not going to... You know,
I mean, I just
refinanced
my house for $434,000 flawlessly. They didn't even blink. So, I mean, somebody likes us just fine.
You're right. Okay. Well, I tell you what, you're no stranger to the process here, Tom. What I would need from you is just a short. I know it came with an application there, but I'm going to send you an actual application where I'll need your wife's signature on the app. And then I'll need 6 months of the most recent bank statements. Did you guys file 2015?
Yes.
Okay, is that complete?
You mean our tax return?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Then I'll need a copy of that as well. It would be helpful if you could send me the first couple pages of the merchant cash BizFi contract. As well as the IOU capital contract, just so we can kind of have an idea of what we're going against here and what we need to pay off. It helps.
Well,
to be able to...
before we do all that, Jeremiah, I'm more interested in what you're going to do. I don't want to go through all that and just end up having the same argument I had with these two guys here just last week.
Sure. Okay.
So
my goal.
Copy their contracts, really none of your business. I can get a payoff letter from both of them, and that's all you need.
That's fair, fair, fair. If I can, my goal for you is I want to do exactly what you would like. Okay, I would like you to net $35,000 to $45,000, is what I'm shooting for here. So I am going to try to get rid of the first loan, the second loan, have those paid off, and still have you between $30,000 to $45,000. Is my goal. I'm going to try to put you on a monthly term on a 2-year payment. And I want your interest, obviously, to be around, I'm going to shoot for 20% is what I'm looking at. Okay.
It's much higher than that, we won't do a deal.
Yeah, that's what I've kind of...
I'd like to see something lower than that, because that's based on the interest rates out in the marketplace, that's a huge return to somebody for the risk they're taking.
Sure, sure. I totally understand. Like I said, we do things a little bit differently here. So as long as everything lines up and everything looks good in your bank statements, tax returns, no crazy tax liens, I am going to be shooting for that. So I will
now
be
We lost a little money last year, but this year is going like 30% above last year, just so you know.
Oh, nice. Very good.
Yeah,
what did you guys
really
do last year in sales?
I don't have it in front of me. I want to say 290,000. We're at a run rate this year for like 450.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What's different this year than last year?
Well, we went to some trade shows, which I need to go to again. That's part of what I'm using my money for. They're expensive. Mm-hmm. And we recovered a bunch of customers we didn't used to have.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, there's not a lot of people left out there that know how to do what we do. So we've gotten back a lot of customers, and that shows in our sales.
Good. Good for you guys. Are you guys going to do, what are you going to be doing with the capital if I'm able to get you the 30 to 45,000 net? What are you going to use that money for?
I'm going to pay a little bit to some payables.
Okay.
I'm going to pay to go to this expensive trade show.
Okay.
I have got to develop my web. I have a nice website. Let me give you my website. You can peek at it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's www.westernbusinesssystems.com. That's plural. .com. A lot of S's in the middle.
Westernbusinesssystems. Three S's, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, we've got to get that where it takes automatic orders. You can enter orders online, and that's going to be some. That's going to be some fairly good programming costs and developmental costs.
Sure.
And the other part of the money is just finance our growth.
Okay. It's just working capital. Okay. All right. So it definitely.
I've been in the business a long time.
Yeah. How long?
Long.
How long you guys been in business for?
Been in business, or have I been in the business?
Okay, so the actual business has been there since 2011, but you've been in the business longer than that.
Many decades.
Okay, many decades. Okay, so you know what you're doing, Tom.
I think so.
All right.
Every day I wake up and thank the Lord for my next breath and that I've got to feel good about what I'm doing and I got good customers. I like that.
Absolutely. That's awesome. I can appreciate that.
Where are you?
We're located in San Diego, California.
All right.
So, but we've been around for close to 14 years. I don't know if you had a chance to check out our website. We are,
like I said,
we are a private business bank. We have an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Okay.
We get hundreds of thousands of applications a year. So we are consistently helping out small businesses, big businesses, in getting these loans. So that's my goal for you, Tom, is to try to get you the money you're looking for and take it from there. I can't say too much unless I have the paperwork in front of me. I'll take it to my underwriter. I will work closely with him in trying to get you this approval.
Well, if you have some influence on the underwriter, apparently that helps, because at Merchant Cash and Capital, when I borrowed last money from them, it was only running $27,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to know Bernie Lynch, their vice president, a little. He went down and had a little small prayer meeting with his underwriter, and they got it right. But had I let the salesman take care of it, I'd have never got there.
Yeah, absolutely. No, what's neat about, me specifically, I'm a senior rep here. I've been here for a while, and I do work with the underwriter. So we have, in our bank, we actually get meetings with our underwriter, so we're able to discuss, I can explain what's going on with your situation, what's going to make you happy, what's going to make you take the loan, what you're looking for specifically. He knows that, and then he kind of finds the program and see if we can make it work with us and with you as well. So that's our goal, is to kind of work with you. We are a relationship-based bank, so we do want to build that relationship with you.
Do you know who SunWest Mortgage is?
SunWest Mortgage sounds familiar.
Up there in your area? That's who just refinanced my house.
Oh, okay. Okay. House financing. Okay, real estate. We strictly deal with small businesses. We don't do like home loans and refi.
No, I wasn't inquiring about that. I just thought maybe you knew who those people were.
Sure. I've heard of them for sure. I know BizFi we actually work with. Closely, so we have a great relationship with BizFi.
I don't want my loan going anywhere else, Jeremiah. If it is, just call up. We'll shake hands and be friends.
Yeah, definitely.
So if the papers don't say Bank of Cardiff on them, then I'm not interested.
Okay, we like I said, we do have, we try to fund the loans ourselves. Now, there are situations, there is that program that I was telling you about, it's a participation program. where we do work with another lender, but that's because we want to get you more money. So let's say if we approve you for $30,000, and let's say you didn't have a loan with BizFi, but we worked closely with BizFi, and they got you $30,000, we get you a total of $60,000, and we combine it, right? So that's kind of our way of getting people more money than what they're normally eligible
for. What is your policy on how much? What's the multiple of the average monthly deposits? Are you 1-to-1 or 1.3, 1.5? What do you typically look at?
Specifically, I'm not sure if I understand the question correctly.
Well, I've been told this before. In other words, if my average deposits monthly are $57,000.
Okay.
And your policy says we'll loan 1-to-1. That means if I qualify, I could get $57,000. If you do 1.3, then that's 30% above the 50,000. So I'd qualify. What? Make up a number, 75,000 or something.
Right. No. We're able to free up about 10-15% of your top line revenue usually as unsecured cash.
Okay.
Generally,
it could be 60 or 65,000. That'd be what you'd look at max.
Correct.
So,
correct.
And I don't probably need that much at all. But I mean, we'll see what you do. I mean, you're in the business to loan money, so
that's correct.
Here we go.
That's correct. What's a good email for me to send over my email to you?
Initial T Leavesley. That last name is spelled L E A, V is Victor, E S L E Y Leavesley. Can you spell that back to me?
Yeah, I got the letter T as in Tom. Leavesley, Leavesley.
At bellsouth.net.
At
bellsouth.net.
Okay, perfect.
And you know my number because you called me.
Yeah, absolutely. So like I said, Tom, I'll send that application over, and then once I get it back, we will be in touch, and I'll be working with my underwriter closely.
Yeah, because these other guys apparently went out and shopped. Do you know who this company is, Credibility?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't work with them. I know who they are.
Yeah, well, they went out and apparently hit everybody in the whole world because a guy called me as a favor and said, do you know what's going on? I said, no, I have no idea. You know, what do I know? So he shared that with me, which didn't make me very happy.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry for that. I'll see what I can do here on my end, and we'll be in touch.
Jeremiah, what's your last name?
Ladner, L-A-D-N-E-R.
All right, sir. All right, well, we'll look for that, and we'll organize those papers and go over to the Biz Hub in the next office, and it'll be 60, 80 pages, and I'll get those off to you this afternoon, first thing in the morning.
Perfect. Give me about 5-10 minutes, and I'll send that email over.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Tom.
Bye.
Bye.